hello. Welcome to Healthy Perspectives, a podcast that takes on current cultural and social issues through a clinical lens. Hello, hello. All right. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, we appreciate your time. And abortion is the topic of the day, folks. It is picking up steam again. It is being pushed at you from media. And do what you want with that. At the end of the day, I'm a counselor. And I want to share with you some clinical perspective. I don't get caught up, you know, in my last podcast, I talked about the legal aspects a tiny bit, but I don't get caught up too much in, you know, where we start in terms of the legalities. What I'm more concerned with is the psychological impacts, the sociological impacts, and the cultural impacts of abortion. You know, a lot of you out there, you probably have an intimate relationship with the concept of abortion. And I know that because I see it in my office. It's unfortunately a relatively common experience for people to either have had an abortion or know somebody very well who has had an abortion. And why I say it's unfortunate? Purely the psychological aspects of it. When I sit with a client who has experienced an abortion themselves, which it's always women that experience the abortion themselves. Now, men, you've got a role to play as well, because you know it impacts men as well, but it's secondary. So we'll start with the women, because this is the impacts psychologically on women, it's just massive. Women who have wanted an abortion and did not get an abortion. I've worked with that multiple times. And when I encounter that, there is this deep-seated regret, guilt, that one of two things, either that they didn't follow through, which sounds awful, I know at first, but hang with me, or that they ever thought of it to begin with. And more often than not, it's the latter, but there are some exceptions that I have had that have been the former. Let's start with the former. How could you think about this? Let me paint it for you. If you got pregnant, or you were in a relationship where a pregnancy occurred, because maybe you used protection and it didn't work, maybe you didn't use protection and there was a little bit of challenge on your part to do what is in your best interest. You know, look, a lot of people are immature and naive around sex because we don't talk about it as much as we ought to. People don't understand so many aspects of it. So to have people, especially young people, involved in sexual interaction is very common. And yes, a good portion of people will get pregnant. You know, that is the design, after all. It is the design. And sometimes people are not in a place to raise a child. And I know some of y'all are going to be like, well, then they shouldn't do the deed. It's a reasonable stance, but it's not a super humane stance. Because once the deed has been done, once they have had intercourse and the baby is developing in the womb, it's too late to say they shouldn't have done the deed. It's over. It has already occurred. So now we got to manage what's in front of us. And psychologically, it can be psychological torture to decide, do I have the baby knowing that I may not be able to care for this baby? I don't have a job. I'm young. I had all these dreams that are going to die. If I give life to this baby, you can think it's cruel and all of that stuff. But the reality is it's really a psychological battle for the woman. And that struggle, as real as it is happening every single day at rates that are, way bigger than they ought to be. We can look at all kinds of stats and data. One in four women will get an abortion by the age of 45. One in four. That means walk by four women, and there is a decent chance one of them that are 45. A decent chance one of them has had an abortion. Most of those abortions are earlier, not later. And we're not talking about medical issues causing the need for an abortion. We're talking about chosen abortions. You might think that this is only affecting women who are not of faith. That's false. Many women of faith. It's suggested, by the way, this comes from Planned Parenthood. So if you're a lefty out there in the world, this is slanted in that direction. 24% are Catholic, 30% Protestant, 8% identified with another religion. That's like well over 50%. That's well over 60%. It's like 62%, folks. 62% are religiously affiliated. Anybody can get pregnant once they're of age to do so. And biological age has nothing to do with the legal age, which means a girl can get pregnant oftentimes at 11 or 12 years old. And that may terrify you because it's way too young. And yes, you're not wrong. And yet biologically it's possible. So we do end up with those two. Young women, young girls having pregnancies. And most of the time, their body is not prepared for it. And so they can't bring it to full term. And, they have to watch for the safety of the young mother to be in those situations, because they can be very, very dangerous, very quick. But psychologically, these things are massive impacts. Massive impacts. Now, men, actually women, let me go back to that women. For those that have had abortions, the psychology there, that what I've dealt with is the, what would my baby have been today? You know how many people I have encountered that recognize what would have been the birth date, or the anticipated birth date, at least, of a baby? Because psychologically, they have to grieve that. And they start by ceremonially, recognizing that date, and then they keep it traditionally going so that the baby is never forgotten. That would be a massive psychological impact, don't you think? So we want to get all wrapped up in this, this movement that's going on socially and culturally. But oftentimes it dismisses the women who have had this decision point in their life. And I think that that is an injustice of sorts, for sure. Because this struggle, like, how do we talk about these psychological impacts when everybody's wrapped up in the social and the cultural? Like, literally, people today, if a woman goes out there and says, I had an abortion, you will get arbitrarily what seems like a group of people coming up and celebrating their abortion. And another group of people coming up and condemning them for the abortion. In what way, in what world is that safe? It's not for that woman. It's not safe. So how can she talk about it? She has to go to somebody like me in an office like I work in order to have a safe place to just say, I had an abortion. Think about what happens if socially a person celebrates your abortion and you regret it. You feel a sense of guilt or even shame about it. And they come over and they celebrate it. It's so unfortunate that we are in this spot. Or what about being condemned for it? When you believe you made the right decision psychologically, and all of a sudden people are condemning you. This is the sad state that we are in right now when it comes to abortion. It's not safe for people who have experienced abortions to talk about it, to talk about the challenges, to talk about the decision point, to talk about the conversation they had with their boyfriend or their partner at the time. It's not safe. We haven't even touched on the partner yet. So as of right now, unless you do artificial insemination, and to my knowledge, I have not heard of a single person who did artificial insemination that aborted the baby unless there was a medical condition that forced them to. That's to my knowledge. Now, I'm not saying it hasn't happened or it couldn't have happened or it can't happen, but I haven't heard of it yet. It has never breached the wall of my office. So what we end up having is biological males having, had intercourse with a female, whether consensual or not, making a baby. That's the way it works. So let's start with consensual. When there is consensual sex and a female gets pregnant, there is a boy or a man who has a part in that. And if they are not included in the decision, but they find out later that the decision was made, do you know the psychological impacts of that? You have a loss of a life you didn't even know you made. It has psychological impacts. I've sat with people who have figured that stuff out and wrestled with it. It's very difficult, folks. What about if the girl and the boy are they mutually agree? Then the men or the boys in this, oftentimes I say, it could be either, but oftentimes they're really young, in the 16 to 24 year range. The men, they by default often say something like, "You decide. And I'll support you either way." And all of that pressure falls onto the woman, which is an injustice as well, if you made the baby together. Added pressure for her. And still psychologically impacts him. Let's say they decide together what they're going to do, have the baby or abort the baby. Do you think that that's an easy conversation? And where do they go to talk about it? Who do they have in their world to talk to about it? I mean, are they going to find comfort in going to an abortion clinic? I mean, it's an abortion clinic. We know what they do. Are they going to find comfort in going to an anti-abortion clinic, a parenting type clinic? Are they going to find comfort there? We know what they do too. What they're going to find is the persuasion aspect of the situation. And unfortunately, they have to live with that too. I think in some rare circumstances, they may find they may be able to go to see a counselor, although many times they can't afford it, which is why they're considering the abortion to begin with. Not always, but oftentimes. And then they could have an unbiased third party, potentially. Potentially. If they find a really good therapist who's going to say, hey, look, I'm setting my bias aside. I'm here to serve you. Let's process this out. Let's process it out both ways. Abortion this way, no abortion this way. Where do you land? Why? What are the moral implications of each? What are the embarrassments, the guilt, and the shames of each side of the equation? What is your belief system? Do you have a belief system? Have you explored what the impacts of that will be on you in 10, 20, 30 years? That's a hard conversation. Imagine having that conversation at 19 or 20 years old. Folks, this abortion concept, this abortion issue is so big psychologically that for many people, it's overwhelming. I've sat with people who 20, 30 years after having an abortion still get distraught. I've almost never, not never, but almost never sat with somebody who says, I regret having a child. It's so incredibly unusual to say, I regret having a child. Usually, if they go down that path far enough, they decide to give the child up for adoption if they really do have regrets. But then they have to deal with that too, which, by the way, is a whole nother world of psychological impacts. It's my kids out there in the world somewhere. And maybe they know where, or maybe they don't. Y'all think this is an easy conversation because the social media land wants to tell you this is simple. Pick a side. But it's never that simple when it comes to abortion. Why? Because of the psychological impacts of those very difficult decisions. For any of you out there who celebrate somebody having an abortion, I would encourage you to do this. Find out if they want to. Don't just do it. For those of you out there who want to celebrate somebody giving their kid up for adoption, ask them if they want to do it, because they may not want to. For anybody out there who's made a choice to have a child, and you feel like you're not sure if you're doing the right thing because you don't know if you can support the child emotionally, financially, whatever. If somebody comes up to you and wants to celebrate your decision to keep the child, feel free to say, I'm not there yet. These emotions, these psychological aspects, like it takes time to process the emotions through thoughts. And thoughts not just about the issue, but thoughts about the emotions that are connected to the issue. And then to make a decision. And oh, by the way, you only have a few months to figure that out. It's a lot of pressure, a lot of psychological pressure. Yeah, of course, the best bet is don't have sex if you're not ready for a baby. I totally agree with that. But to my knowledge, we still haven't found a way to make young people stop having sex before they're ready for a baby. Because let's be real, even if you're 25, 30, 35, you often don't feel like you're ready for a baby until the baby's on the way and the baby gets there. And then you're like, oh my gosh, think about the psychological impacts, even as adults, if you had children. It is tough. There were hard things about it. We can understand why people go through this challenging aspect. And here's my takeaway for you, folks. We have to do a better job of making it safe. Louder is not better. It's just louder. So going and, you know, celebrating abortions doesn't make you right because you're loud. Celebrating adoptions doesn't make you right because you're loud. I mean, the natural way of things is when somebody gets pregnant, they have the baby. They can raise it in a community, but the natural way of things is they have the baby. So adoptions, abortions, they're all hard psychologically. Create more safety. And the way to do that, folks, is to stop thinking you know everything. I don't know everything. When I sit with somebody who has aborted a baby or they've adopted out their baby or whatever, had a baby and struggling with it, the best framework that I can use is to create safety by giving them space to tell their version of their experience. Not the same experience that everybody else had when they came into the room, because they're unique and their experience will be uniquely theirs. If we could do that, I'll bet a couple of things would happen. I'll bet we might improve our pregnancy rates, and people would be getting pregnant more often than not when they want to be pregnant as opposed to by accident. Because people would feel safe talking about sex, talking about abortion, talking about adoption, talking about keeping a child under very difficult circumstances. I think we also create a safe space so that people who did abort a baby did not feel like they were or are perceived as evil. Now, you might think they're evil, but they're not. They're not. You might be like, they killed a baby. Yeah, they did. And it's not going to be good for them psychologically. But can you not empathize with that human being who is struggling with the decision that they made or struggling to make that decision? Where's the humanity in that part of the conversation? It's not, like, we get caught up in the one life or the other. Well, once it's happened, folks, we have that life to deal with, whether it's the baby and the mother or just the mother. Let's find some humanity in the conversation. Keep it safe. My hope is that this goes wide and far, that you share this with 10, 15, 100 people so that we can start having the right conversations about abortion. Not the loudest conversations, not the celebrations of people doing it the way we want it to be done, but real conversations about the impacts of these very difficult decisions. I'd rather see nobody have an abortion. That would be my preference. I'd also rather see nobody adopt a child out. I'd like to see nobody having a pregnancy that they didn't want. But the truth is, folks, we haven't had that scenario since I've been alive. And to my knowledge, going all the way back in history to the beginning of recorded history. What makes you think we're going to get there? Let's make it safe to have the conversation so we can reduce those, all those numbers as much as possible. I appreciate your time. I know this is a hard topic. Please like, subscribe, help us get this out to people. Please send us questions or comments or concerns if you have those as well. As always, we appreciate your time, whether it's a really hard conversation or maybe not so hard, maybe a little lighter. Thanks for joining us, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. We appreciate our audience a lot, so we give you some simple ways to track us down. Please like, subscribe, and follow all the podcasts on different platforms, but you can also email us at healthyperspectives@protonmail.com, or you can check out our website at healthy-perspectives.com/podcast. It's a backward slash. So if you want to go to our landing page, if you go to healthy-perspectives.com, you'll still find us. You just got to click on the podcast button. Thank you so much.